So I have a quiz for you this morning. That's a powerful gospel. We'll come back to it in a minute, but the first reading. So what was the first reading about? And I used a kind of theological term the other day, a communal lament, right? Remember that? Some of you remember me saying a communal lament. So often, or not so often, but often enough, the readings that we have and the psalms that we have are communal laments. One person will stand up on behalf of the entire community and he will pray a prayer of lament. And that's what was happening in the first reading today. This is a beautiful prayer, an inspired prayer, a prayer right out of the Bible. And it is, Azariah stood up in the fire. Now remember, he's been put into the fire by the Babylonians, I guess. I'm not sure who I should know. I should have looked that up. All right. But anyway, so he's been put into the fire, and there he's in the fire for the sins of the nation of Israel. And what is his response? He's being protected from being burned up by the fire, but he's praying. For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us. And he goes through this, we have sinned, we have fallen low, we have despised your way. And he's praying on behalf of the nation of Israel for God's mercy. Now, let me ask you, should we be praying on behalf of our nation? On behalf of our church, should we be doing communal lament? Yes or yes? Yes. We absolutely should. These beautiful prayers given to us in the Bible and the book of Psalms over and over again. And there's nothing new under the sun, you know? Have you ever heard that before? There's nothing new under the sun. It's not like we're living in a new age, like, oh, this is all new. Oh, it's never been like this before. No, it's been like this forever. And so we carry our cross. We embrace our disappointments. We bring them to God. We ask for mercy for ourselves and for the whole world. Right? We are merciful because God has been merciful to us. And if we are not merciful because God has been merciful to us, then we will suffer this torture. In the gospel today, we have this familiar question, how often must I forgive? And we get this answer 77 times. And we have the challenge of forgiveness, and we all recognize, I hope you all recognize, that you have been given this great mercy by God. The gift of our baptism, the gift of all of the sacraments, God's grace and healing and mercy. And if you're not aware of that, if you're not have not experienced that, if you're away from the grace of God's mercy, now is the time to return. Repent. But as you are forgiven, so you must forgive. Pay back what you owe. Be patient with me. He refused. He refused. In anger, the master handed him over to the torturers. When we refuse mercy, we are, in a sense, handing ourselves over to the torturers. So we pray today on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our church, for the grace of mercy, that we would receive mercy and that God would be merciful to us all.